Hi everyone, I'm back with day 12 of my training diary with Elky. Today hasn't been a very good day today. I don't think Elky was too good. We went to town today, and whereas the other day she got in with the seat with her harness, she didn't today. We had to take it off, and there's a few things which
she went over a curb.
And she
didn't do the precinct right.
No.
She wanted to go shopping in Marks and Spencer's. Obviously, a high class dog.
She wouldn't find McDonald's. We had to indicate it, or Vanessa had to queue up. And also on the way back through the precinct, but. You know, tomorrow's another day, and...
You did the whole people sermon, she even made mistakes on that walk, didn't she?
Which she didn't do the other day, yeah. And then she came back, and she just crashed. Basically, I don't think she was...
She's very quiet.
She was really quiet.
About 3 o'clock this afternoon when she livened up a bit, but she was quiet.
Yeah, she
I
was.
I don't think she's feeling well. I just think you should write today off and start again tomorrow.
Yeah. But, you know, we there were some good bits. You know, she did some good work.
It's your first bad day, though.
Yeah, in 12 days. It's not bad, is it? So I'm going to have a talk to Vanessa in the morning and just...
Because she's talking about going on the... Because of today on the bus, not leaving her harness on the bus when you're going on, isn't she? Which I don't think's a good idea because our buses have got this stupid positioned post.
There's a few of them. And if... Yeah, you can catch them on the way as you go down the bus.
So it's not something I'd feel safe doing anyway.
No.
But I don't think she's that bad. I think she just didn't feel well today and that's why she acted the way she did.
Yeah.
Coming to get you, Elkie.
Reminds
me of Andy, that.
He's done
love signs. That
reminds me of the siren on the end of Dancing With Tonight by Ollie Murs.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a siren on the end.
But Andy used to love sirens, my last guide dog.
Mm.
He'd get up with me and get all excited
when he ain't gone. Yeah. But, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. So I'll take some money with me tomorrow because apparently now the guide dog instructors can't claim money back.
For drinks and things.
So, I don't know. She phoned back later on this afternoon and said that a puppy walker had expressed an interest in having him back. This is Ollie. His puppy walkers have expressed an interest in having him back. Because they've got a young boy and a girl, but also they've got a pet dog, so, and they never kept in touch with me when I had him, so they're hardly likely to keep in touch now, are they, so.
And also, he was attacked when he was with them.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Which is what started the thing in the first place.
As a puppy.
So.
Some bit.
I'm not told he was definitely going there.
No, but it wouldn't surprise me. Well, I know puppy walkers get first refusal, but and that's fine, but the circumstances, and also, like, this guy's had him for,
10, 8, 9 weeks.
Yeah.
And they're just
going to take him off him. I don't know. But anyway, we shall see what happens. And but the guide dogs have held on to him for about 12 weeks. No. Yeah, no, hang on.
No, he's retired. So he's not making a decision. He's been retired.
So, you know.
This is a strange one.
Anyway, I'm going now.
So I'm back with your hopefully more positive diary.
Oh, no, it'll be the 13th day. Oh, yes, I'm quite superstitious. Anyway, I shall speak to you all tomorrow. Hope everyone's had a good day, whatever you've been up to. And I'll speak to you soon.